Graphic Audio, a movie in your mind.
Graphic Audio presents James Axler's Deathlands. Narrated by Richard Rowan. With performances by Terrence Aselford, Colleen Delaney, Dolores King-Williams, Christopher Sheeran, Mort Shelby, Tim Getman, Michael Glenn, Margie Tompros, David Coyne, Nanette Savard, Stephen Carpenter, Dylan Lynch, Eric Messner, Ken Jackson, Thomas Penny, MJ Casey, Tony Nam, James Lewis, Elizabeth Jernigan, Ted Stoddard, Christopher Graybill, Scott McCormick, and Johann Detweiler. Deathlands number 90, Prophecy. The sky was a dark blue, bleeding into an umbra of purple.
For fuck's sake, Ryan! I can't fire like this!
What the fuck do you want me to do about it?
Ryan pulled hard on the wheel of the wag, seeking to avoid another rut in the dry, hard-packed surface. There was no time for words. Jack slid across the seat in the back of the wag, careening into Mildred, jolting her arm as she took aim at their pursuers.
Damn it!
As soon as they had left the blacktop, each of the companions had known that any attempt at a perfect aim was little more than a hope. But none of them had realized quite how deceptive the surface they had chosen would prove to be, and their pursuers were more familiar with the territory.
Easy, boy. Won't be long before we have them exactly where we want them.
Jace Dimitriou was the driver of the pursuing wag.
And less laughing, and more driving.
Jace nodded. Unhinged he may have been, but Jace was the finest wag driver to come out of the Brisbaneville. He looked like he'd barely hit adolescence, but was pushing 25. The sweet, boyish looks that made him a hit with all the gaudies were betrayed by the glint in his eyes. Corden had covered for him many a time. The sights he had seen sickened him, but without Jace, his band of cold hearts could never catch their prey. As they were doing right now. Jace knew the land like it was a part of him. He'd driven it since he was tall enough to get in a seat and have his foot touch the pedal. It was still rough, but he could ride it, and Corden's men knew better than to waste ammo while the wags were in motion. Corden slowly smiled as Jace skirted another ripple in the earth. In the rear of the old 4x4 they used, the other two cold hearts who rode with Corden waited their call to action. Thornton scratched at the ginger stubble on his sharp chin. Nothing excited him until the moment he was called upon to act. Chambers ran a hand over his shaved skull repeatedly, a nervous action. Unlike the others, the dark-skinned Coldheart always felt a gnawing in the pit of his stomach until the moment of action. Only then could he really relax.
We ain't gonna catch him in time.
We will.
Jace ain't letting no fucker get away yet.
Always a first time. Just not today, Jace. Just not today.
You got some more gambling debts to pay?
Win some, lose some.
Lose some, lose some. This guy's good. Knew this one would be hard. Nothing beats Jace for pace.
Never has, never will.
Ryan couldn't see the ruts before he was on them. The land ahead looked smooth. That was why he had opted to leave the blacktop behind to try to outrun the wag on their tail. Outrun enough to circle and take the offensive. Except it wasn't quite working out as he had hoped. It was all he could do to keep the wag from tipping.
Fuck!
They were exposed. Their wag was powerful, with a tuned engine, a solid body with roll bars, no windows except for the windshield to either obstruct firing out or to injure with flying glass from incoming fire. No roof. Not armored, but a good, thickly steeled body and a four-wheel drive system. So it was a wag made for endurance and a driver who knew how to pilot the vehicle. Ryan had escaped from too many similar situations to be caught easily. By the same token, he also knew that his pursuer knew the territory too well.
Gaining maybe a few more minutes and they're on us.
Can't get a decent shot at...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?